Welcome to The Squeal, PIC's Swine Management Podcast, featuring in-depth conversations on topics that matter to you. PIC is the global leader in swine genetics. At PIC, our goal is to make our customers the most successful pig producers by providing them with the best genetics. We know our business success depends on yours. An excellent series on animal handling coming up with a look at the tools and strategies for best animal care and quality. A good review for management and barn staff. Our guests for the three-part series are Dr. Lily Edwards.
So I'm Lily. I'm an assistant professor here at Colorado State University in the Department of Animal Sciences. So I've been here for just over 2 years. I do research and teaching and some outreach. And so my research areas, they actually tend to these days be a little bit more cattle-focused than pig-focused. But I got my PhD here and did focus on some pig work actually with PIC. And then I teach as well. And so recently at CSU Animal Welfare, there's a bunch of courses that have been added. So actually within the past 2 years, so I guess it's kind of coincidence. When I arrived, we added some more classes. So I teach a veterinary animal welfare class. I teach an applied food animal behavior class and then an animal welfare evaluation class, because I don't know if you guys have ever heard, but there is an animal welfare judging competition nationally. So I do a little bit of everything, I guess.
NPIC's Chalk Boer.
I'm working the tech service as wean to finish. I've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years. And before that, I worked in our research side doing on-farm trials, et cetera. So I work a lot with Latin America, Mexico, on south. Everything from when the pigs wean till, in some cases, all the way through looking at meat quality in some of the smaller operations.
And Brandon Fields.
Brandon Fields, manager of the Applied Meat Science Group, basically working with our technical services to the further processor, slaughter plant, and integrated customers, from everything from the animal handling transport through the meat quality audits and operations inside the plants.
Excellent. So we've got people from on-farm animal handling experience to transportation handling experience and to meat quality handling experience. Thank you all for joining us today. You know, livestock have changed. Pigs have certainly changed over the past several decades. The way that we handle them, has that changed as well? Are we up to speed on that? What are we doing today that's a carryover from many years ago that's really shooting ourselves in the foot?
Well, I would say the biggest problem we see today, I would be very interested to hear Lily's comments on this as well, but I truly don't believe the pig has changed that much or the basic principles of handling pigs has changed. I think the biggest challenge we face right now is just a worker base that is simply inexperienced with dealing with livestock, coming from other sectors, and just do not have some of that foundational knowledge of how to properly move animals.
Yeah, I actually wrote down my note. I said people have changed. So I think you're right on it. I think if you think about just students, I mean, the people I interact with, the majority of students in the animal science department come from urban backgrounds. They don't have a lot of experience working with livestock. And I think that that's seen also in production facilities. So I think that's a great thing that more people want to understand what we do. But I think it requires a little bit of a different approach in teaching the people how to work with animals.
The way the pigs have changed most is that they're bigger, and we haven't necessarily made adjustments or enough adjustments in facility design to accommodate the larger animals of today. And the big challenge is where you're dealing with older facilities, they are what they are. And so you really have to know what you're doing to successfully get the pigs through that process from pen to truck without getting them stressed.
And so you're speaking more about production phases rather than harvesting phases.
Time for loadout, marketing time. You know, the pigs are just bigger. And so we may have reduced the number of pigs in the pen to accommodate the heavier weights, but our alley width is actually more narrow relative to the pig size just because the pigs are bigger if we're dealing with anything that's very old at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So do you, because I noticed that in cattle facilities for sure, I mean, and it's a little bit of a different setup, but so with bigger pigs but the same size alley, do you adjust the group size that you pull out when you load out?
Absolutely. You have to adjust the group size. But pigs want to be side by side.
Yeah.
So if our alley isn't wide enough for them to be side by side, we have to reduce the group size quite a bit just to get them to go through. And they still hesitate because they want to be side by side. That's just
right.
Their nature. And we can't change that. It's hard-coded. And so we need to change. I mean, we make adjustments, but it's still a challenge just because physically they can't do what they want, what nature tells them to do, which is be beside the other pig and not just one behind the other.
So let's stay on facilities for a few moments and talk about what changes we need to see. And Chuck's kind of talking about what's going on in the building. And I know that Lily's predecessor was involved quite a bit at the harvesting end of things, how to manage that. So Chuck, if you would, where are some of our major areas that need to be revised, need to be rethought when we look at on-farm facilities?
Alley width would be number one. Eliminating 90-degree turns. We need the pigs need to be able to see where they're going. You have a 90-degree turn in a fairly narrow walkway. They don't see that there's a turn until they're there. They don't see well. Lighting. We tend to be, especially if we're loading at night, we tend to not have enough light or not enough light in the right place. But that whole path from the pen to the truck needs to be at least two pigs wide. We've made huge strides as an industry in the U.S. in our transport side and even on the on-farm side as far as the handling, the tools, etc. We're just limited by the facilities that are at this point a little bit old.
Yeah, Dr. Edwards, what's your perspective on that?
I think that he highlighted quite a few of the adjustments, and I would say it's pretty similar at the slaughter plant as well. One thing that was mentioned is, you know, a lot of the facilities are old, so a lot of these would be renovations. And so I think, unless something new is being built, so I think one thing to kind of think about with facility design is that not one size fits all. So there's a lot of, you know, an alley width that would work best and to avoid 90-degree turns, but how that kind of plays out in a layout can be very different and still work really well.
Tell me about widths from your research. Because in the old days, the idea was you wanted it to be one pig wide so that they would move in a single line, and not that I've ever loaded pigs that did that, but that was the concept. So from your research, what do we need to be seeing different when it comes to measurements, lengths, things like that?
So I will say, and I think Chuck probably has a better idea of the exact width and measurement, but I think if you look at pigs, if they're trying to go through the same spot and they're jamming, that actually does have an impact on blood lactate. So the more they jam, the more they rear and kind of have that physical exertion in that handling space, that will change their physiology, which ultimately has downstream effects. So I think it is really important, and it's one of those things we can actually measure it with physiology, which I think is kind of cool.
Is this an area where some of the vocalization should be considered? What we're hearing from the pigs themselves during that loading process, during the moving?
Yeah, I think vocalization is a great one. I mean, pigs, as we know, pigs are pretty vocal about everything, right? But I think in terms of handling stress, vocalization is a big one. People look at things like jams or rearing or backing up, handling tool use. And so I think that combination is important. Well, what we've also seen in some of my old research was that cumulative event. So if more than one of those things occurs, that also can push that animal physiologically.
What's the latest on external tools for moving pigs? What we should be using in the barns to get them from one place to the other, up the chute? How do we do that now? What tools do we have at our disposal?
By far and away, the best handling tool, especially inside the barn, is a sort board.
Yeah.
I mean, the sort board, when you know how to use it and use it properly, is definitely the most effective tool to either cut pigs out of a pen, to move them down the alleyway, to encourage them to not turn around. Because with that proper sort board and they do turn around, they see a solid wall in front of them. They're not typically going to challenge that. They'll turn back around and go the way you want them to. You combine that with a simple rattle paddle and you've probably got 98% of your challenge overcome. I mean, there's always gonna be, when you're dealing with loading on a truck, those one or two pigs that might need a hot shot. But generally speaking, you know, that should be few and far between from a hot shot, the sorting board, the rattle paddle, in the farm is by far the best.
How big a deal is it, the attitude of the people?
Huge. The pigs sense it. If you're pissed off, if you're angry, upset, the pigs sense it, and I think they feed on it. I think they try to see if we can get you more angry.
I know my grandfather thought that. He was sure that the pigs were...
But
I'm pretty sure my kids think that.
It's like kids, I was just going to say that.
The other thing with that is, with all of our tools, I mean, our number one tool is just us, our presence. You know, they tend to want to move away from us if we present any type of even a semi-aggressive stance. You know, the pig's tendency is to put distance. So when I'm teaching handling, I'm always saying, all right, your tools, they amplify your presence. They're there to amplify what you are already providing, and you use each tool as little as possible so that when you do need to use it, you get an effect from it. You overuse it, other than your presence. I mean, they tend to begin to ignore it. If you're making noise all the time, then they tune it out, just like
background noise.
Yeah, it's just there, and it doesn't influence them. But if you save it till you're at this point, okay, the pigs, they stop to investigate because that's their nature. Okay, the lead pig says he's good to go. You make a little noise so he remembers you're back there, put a little pressure, and he moves. But if you make that noise all the way through, you've lost that tool. It's no longer useful to you. So it's if it's done right in the barns, there's not much noise. You shouldn't hear people or pigs. It should be fairly quiet. It's often not, but that's to me a mark of good handling, as you're getting the pigs moved without hearing a lot.
I think to add to that, I think a really hard thing to teach people to do or to not do is that you don't have to be like moving your rattle paddle like the entire time that you're working. I think as humans, we always want to do something because we're at a job and we're working and we're like, oh, we have to move and we have to do something. And I think that's often too much. I mean, that's overuse, kind of what was just shared. So I think I really like the idea of, you know, using your body and your position is your number one tool. Sometimes you don't even have to use the handling aid, but I think we probably way overuse it in a lot of production settings.
That's a really good point. And I see that a lot inside the plant.
Yeah.
As soon as you give that guy an electric prod, he's going to prod every single pig. When you're evaluating that, if you're in a modern enough plant that has a camera system, that's by far the best way to see what he really does, because it is that concept of, well, I've been given this tool and I have to use it. As soon as management or a strange person with a notepad comes out there to watch him, you'll guarantee you he's going to prod every single pig. He or she will prod every pig because they're thinking, if I do nothing, they think I'm not working. Whereas if you can watch that person often on a video where they don't know you're being watched, they're not as aggressive with that tool.
Yeah, and I think the plant is definitely a different paced environment, and I don't know how to kind of encourage people, aside from telling them and just kind of reiterating, like, you don't always have to be moving your rattle paddle, but I think that is a big struggle, because they kind of fall back into habit of doing it if you don't, you know, keep working with them.
Is cameras what works well, or observation, Lily, as you have been working out there?
Yeah, so I think cameras is awesome, as was mentioned. And I think what people think cameras are for is really kind of auditing and finding deficiencies and scoring people, which it is. I mean, it's used as a verification tool, but I think to the comment made, I think it's really great for training. So, you know, taking those video clips and then sitting down with a person working, an employee, and being like, look at this here, you're using the flight zone or you're not, or do you see how you have that rattle paddle or you don't need it, or here you picked up the prod and then you kind of just by habit kept it in your hand and didn't put it down. I think it's really hard for people to accept what they've done unless they see it, right? And so I think cameras have been great for training.
And I've worked with a couple of customers that have cameras in the barns. My suggestion to them was that from time to time, bring the crew in, let them watch themselves and critique themselves on, and not just when they've had a bad load,
right. But
just bring them in and let them, oh, we did this really good. Oh, whoa, we blew that.
Like game film.
Yes.
After the game's over, you go back and you review it.
Just a periodic watch yourself.
It's a good start on best pig handling practices here on The Squeal with Colorado State's Dr. Lily Edwards and PIC's Brandon Fields and Chuck Boer. parts 2 and 3 in coming days. You're welcome to share these podcasts widely in your organization. In fact, we encourage it. For PIC, the international leader of continuous genetic improvement in swine breeding stock and in world-class technical support to the global pork supply chain, I'm Ned Arthur. Thanks for joining us.